Love is the greatest of all the gifts of the Spirit of God. In truth, love is more than a gift. It is God. For God is love. So says the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 4. It is God's love which makes possible our own love for God in response, and also for humanity. Listen to the words of the Apostle John. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he loved us first. By the way, the word for perfect or perfected is teleios in Greek, which means fully matured. In this now simple second breath prayer for love, sitting comfortably with a straight back chair and breathing normally, simply breathe in God's love, which is with and around you constantly, awaiting your discovery. And when you breathe out love for God in response to God's love for you. Breathe in love and breathe out more love. Let there be this love passing between you and God. Let in the greatest of all God's gifts, God's very own love, love for you, and love through you to others. Love can only be freely received as a sheer gift, there for you, regardless of whether you think you deserve it or not. It's there anyway, because of God's own nature. God is love. It is God's nature to love. There is no greater or more necessary leap of faith than to receive, even to overflowing, this gift of God's love. Really is the beginning of our faith life. It is only God's love which can fully empower our love for God, others, and ourselves.